Nathan's Girl alongside Matt Wilhelm with your game preview for Week 10 as the Browns have a Thursday night delight against division rival the Baltimore Ravens. Of course, the Browns still in search of their first victory, taking on a Ravens team that's lost four of their last five. But Matt, that one win came last week, and now the Ravens find themselves in a tie atop the AFC North. The Browns looking for their first win. Last time these two teams played, the Browns raced out to a 20-0 lead. They lost 25-20. What do they have to do to get the victory Thursday night?
I think handling the short week. And I think as you dive into the NFL on all these Thursday night games, it's the team that handles the short week the best. And I think getting off to a fast start, that's something that we've talked about consistently, and actually something the Browns have done well on offense. They've gotten points or gotten a drive together, but on the defense, we've given up that first touchdown to the other team. So I think eliminating that first touchdown offensively, getting out, getting into this game plan, having Cody Kessler playing in his first Thursday night game, really just going to go out and sling it. And I don't expect the game plan to be all that much different. So what we did against the Ravens in week two with Josh McCown is going to be a lot of it what we do. And then a little bit of what we saw against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, they might be different schemes, but a lot of the carryover with terminology in the offensive game plan.
Defensively, the Browns have got to find a way to stop Mike Wallace. He's having a great season. Two touchdowns the last time these teams faced each other. Last week, a 95-yard score, the longest in Ravens history. And then the tight end continues to be a problem. Dennis Pitta had over 100 yards in the first meeting with the Browns. That was his best game of the season. Jason Witten had his best game of the season last week as well. And it's mostly important on third downs. On these Thursday night games, guys are beaten up. If you can control time of possession, you can win. But for the Browns to do that, you got to get off the field on third down. You've got to extend drives on third down when you have the ball.
You absolutely do. And I think that's going to be a point of emphasis. And it should have been all year long for Ray Horton and his defense. How do we handle the tight ends? And in some cases, I think we might get out of those zone situations on third down and get into a little bit of man-to-man, as I think we can man up Steve Smith. You know, we can man up Mike Wallace, maybe with an umbrella over top with a safety tip in his way so that you don't get beat with the deep ball, and have the linebackers and a safety just beating up Dennis Pitta, Crockett Gilmore, and Hunter Williams.
Yeah, I think Jamie Collins and Chris Kirksey should be able to cover Dennis Pitta, so that's a key matchup to watch there. We know Joe Flacco likes to throw the long ball. The Browns have got to eliminate that. No peeking on the back end of this defense. But if they can control the time of possession or at least be even there, this is an opportunity against an offense that has struggled all season long for the Browns to steal a victory on Thursday night. For the latest on this game and all things related to your Cleveland Browns, keep it tuned right here to clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.